But also want to mention, excuse me, we want to keep in our thoughts and in our prayers the family of Ina Owens. Ina, most of you older folks remember Ina. She was here a long time ago. Very special lady, good Christian lady, loved the Lord, and moved back down south, but she's passed on, and her funeral is going to be Friday. But her family has called and asked that we remember her especially, and she was so in love with this church, they said she tried to watch every service that we had on the live stream, and they said if they were calling her or somebody was coming, she'd say, now church is coming on in a minute, and she watched the service. And so by her being so devoted to watching our services, her family has decided to take this service and replay it in her funeral service. And so I thought that was a great honor, and we're honored and happy to have that happen. And our hearts are sad that she's gone, but we're glad that she's gone to be with the Lord, and have no doubt that's the case. And while I was praying and thinking about her and her family, these scriptures come on my heart in the 5th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Boy, I'm thankful to God that we've got that. And I'm thankful to God that Ina has that. And it goes on, next verse. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. And let me say it this way. I don't have a desire to quickly die, but I do have a desire to go to heaven. And so I'm thankful that there's a place that I'm going when I leave here. And if you want to go to heaven, you can, but you have to get saved. If you're not born again, you can't go to heaven. But if you're born again, you sure, without a doubt, you get to go to heaven. And I praise God that we have that home over there. Let's stand for a moment of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be in your house tonight. Thank you for your presence that we've already felt, Lord. And God, thank you for that home in heaven that you've made for us. And God, we just ask you to bless this service tonight. And God, we pray for Sister Ina Owens' family. God, we just ask you to just help them and bless them and comfort them. But God, we pray that in this service that we could worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, we just pray that your convicting spirit might touch people's hearts. Lord, more than anything, we'd like to see somebody get saved tonight. We ask you these things, and we praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page 20. Page 292.
Oh, We appreciate being here tonight and appreciate the great crowd we have. We got a fantastic crowd for a Wednesday night, and considering how cold it is out, but it's just an honor to be in the Lord's house tonight and appreciate feeling the Spirit. And, we kind of, since Terry got up, we've been thinking about Ina a little bit. And, I'm thankful I got to know her. I was, you know, just a kid, but I can remember being around her, and I can remember her laugh and just the way she'd joke. And I know if she was cooking, you wanted to be around, because she made some good food. And I remember as a kid being at their house and eating over there, and I just, you know, appreciate getting to know her. We'll ask everybody to stand if they will. Anybody got any unspoken requests? Anybody got any spoken requests? Let's remember Bob and Tina. Let's pray for that family, church.
Sandra, it used to be Sandra Gooden, Dallas Gooden. Pray for Sandra, she's very critical.
Remember that. Anybody else got anything?
Linda thought she may have breast cancer. Well, it turns out she doesn't have breast cancer, and she's asking everyone to pray for that she can get back to the top of the kidney transplant list.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, but that's the Lord's will. I just pray that for her.
Yeah. Remember them. Anybody else?
I'd like to ask church to remember my daughter. She's got some things she needs to get straightened up.
Yep.
I'd like to see her back in church.
Yeah.
Remember Sunday school.
Yep. Well, else? Ask Brother Solly to lead some prayer.
Look down on those who's on our heart. Oh, there they are. honor for you, give another honor to you. They would look to you before you turn into lay. God, we pray your blessings on this service. Lord, just take us and use us for your glory. And bless our Father in every effort, Lord, in these requests that's been laid. You know the need. And I pray, my Father, for your holy will to be done. And we know, God, if your will is done, Lord, you said everything works for good to them that love the Lord. Our Father, I pray, God, that you'd help us, that we could just humble our lives, that we could receive the blessings that you want to give us. And Lord, just let your will be done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Again, we appreciate being here tonight. Ask this time if anybody has a song or testimony or anything on their heart. Let's pray for them, church.
I was thinking about, before we sing, what Ryan said. The only thing I could add to that, Ryan, except, and I know you feel the same way. We could talk about all the great things about Ina. But I'll tell you the greatest thing about Ina was she loved the Lord. That's the greatest thing about Ina in this world. Ina would mother you when you needed mothered. She'd correct you when you needed corrected. She'd pray for you when you needed prayed for. And when you got things right where they needed to be in the Lord's eyes, she'd cheer you on. And I thank God for people like that.
Amen.
So you pray for us.
Amen.
I'm planning on taking a trip over there where heartaches and sorrow, there'll not be a care, there'll be no more weeping, no death nor pain. And when the angels step back, oh, that's when we'll sing. Then we'll sing our song while the ages rolls on. We'll be with Jesus around. We'll sing hallelujah, and I've been redeemed. And when the angels step back, oh, that's when we'll sing. This is our hope. Well, early one morning, just when we rise, we'll see Jesus way up in the skies. He'll call to his children, no more to roam. And when the angels step back, then we'll sing our song. Then we'll sing our song while the ages roll on. We'll be with Jesus around the great throne. We'll sing hallelujah. Step back. Oh, that's when we'll sing.
Seems like we've sung that a lot lately.
And
But the part about the truth of it never goes away. I'm so glad for that day that's coming.
There's a place just out in front of us.
Okay.
I know we'll surely come. The eastern sky will open wide, revealing God's dear Son. And I know from here to heaven is but a twinkling of an eye. And in the midst of his glory, we'll hear the sweetest cry. Welcome home, I knew you'd come. Welcome home, you're here for good. Look around. And dad, my brother, my sisters, everywhere you look are friends. Oh, the greetings will be precious with those we've left so dear, but no mortal man will ever hear the likes of when we
home.
appreciate those songs. Anybody else got anything on their heart tonight? Anything at all? I got a little thought I'll share. As Peyton, everybody here knows Peyton. Took her a while to get satisfied, and my situation when I got saved was a little different. I think, best I can remember, I was only probably lost for a few minutes. We had a great service that night. I seen, I think there was 10 or 12 of us that got saved, and for most of that service, I was happy and enjoying seeing my sisters and some friends and people getting saved, but towards the end of that service, I ended up in the choir somehow, and I wasn't happy. The Lord was dealing with me, and it's the best I can remember is only a few minutes. It took Peyton over a year and 40-some trips to the altar, but me and her got the same thing. Yeah. We're both going to heaven. And it doesn't matter. Everybody's journey's a little different. You may have to come to the altar 40 sometimes. You may be lost for 4 minutes. But as long as you know, you got it. That's all that matters. And I appreciate knowing that. And if you got it and ain't told it yet, you need to tell us. And if you ain't got it yet, you need to keep coming as many times as it takes. Anybody got anything at all? I'm going to turn over to my pastor.
It sure is good to be here. I feel the Lord so powerful. Such good singing, good opening up, and powerful spirit moving here tonight. And I thought to good things that God put on people's heart to remember about Sister Ina. Her family would be listening. That'd have to be an uplift and a blessing to them. It blessed me, and I'm sure it will the family. But keep praying. I'd like to see somebody get saved in this service. And boy, that what Brother Ryan just shared, that was powerful to me. That I was kind of in the middle of that. I wasn't at one end or the other, but I'm like you, I got it, and we got the same thing. Praise God. That's what's taking us to heaven. Now, if nobody else has got a song or anything, I'm going to give these preachers opportunity, whichever ones it feels like preaching. One of you visiting preachers got something on your heart, you're just welcome. Come right on. Glad to have you, Charles, or Dan. Yeah. Amen.
Charlie Collin and all of them told me about it until I
come. Right.
My wife said, well, maybe you might do something.
That's good. That's good, Dan. Amen.
I got up and got the shower, got ready, and Charlie come by and picked me up stuff.
Yes, sir.
And I made it down.
Right.
I was in control.
Amen.
You know, his hands, and he knows what he's doing.
Amen. That's right, Dan. Amen. I'm glad Charles.
Find out what's going on and
yeah.
Get
back out
of
right. Amen. Amen.
Nothing better.
Right. The gospel's the best. Amen.
And allow the Spirit to flow down like everything through it. Lord of soul and let it go out to the grand old church.
Amen.
But it ain't even taken.
That's true. Amen. Amen, Brother Dan. I appreciate you, and it blessed me when I saw you and Charles come in. It blessed me when I saw Brother Fred come in. Glad to have all you preachers. Glad to have everybody. So, any of you fellas feels like preaching, you sure welcome. Well, pray real hard. I might read a scripture. If you'd like to follow me in the scriptures, in the fourth chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians, I read earlier from the fifth chapter, and I want to read now from the fourth chapter. Pray real hard. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Listen to this. For our light affliction. Now, we'll pause right there. Sometimes when people are having troubles in this life and heartaches in this life and problems in this life, if you would describe it as a light affliction, they'd kind of pull back from that. I said, a light affliction? Are you kidding me? When we think about the big picture, what we suffer down here is going to be a little while and going to be a lot of affliction. We are moving out of this country. Praise God. I'm enjoying life down here, but I'm glad I'll get a move out of this country one of these days. For our lot of affliction, listen to this, which is but for a moment. Even if it seems like a long time to you down here, compared to eternity, it's just a moment. So our light affliction, which is just for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, now I want you to know, sometimes we need to look ahead. We need to let the Lord direct our thoughts and our sight, and we need to look on past the natural things down here and let God speak to us. And let me read this again. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. That means temporary. Things you're looking at down here are not going to last long. Time's moving on. I was just talking to someone a day or two ago, and they were, and it was a young person. But they were talking about how they were shocked at how fast time was moving. I said, if God bless you to live a while, you just wait. And that's gonna get magnified more and more. But when you talk about, we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I'm telling you what, you can't see it with these natural eyes, but by faith you can see that we get to go to a better country than this is. And then the next verse goes back into chapter 5, which I've already read, and I won't read it again. So talk about this, the things which are not seen are eternal. That's the end of verse 18. Go to chapter 5, verse 1. It says, for we know. Now, this is getting down to serious business here. This is not just saying, I think this might be the case. I know more about what I've got in heaven and what I've got in my soul. You know, I live over on Hanthorn Road, and my house is pretty familiar to me. Been in it about 26 years probably. I know that house pretty good. But I'm telling you what, when the Spirit moves, Blaine, I got more knowledge about what I've got down in my soul than my natural things. I forget things. Sometimes I'll take something, maybe got something in my hand. I'll take it up, be doing something else, lay it down. I say, well, now what did I do with that? I forget what I've done with it. Just get my mind distracted. But boy, when the Holy Spirit moves, God takes my memory back to a place and a time when I nailed it an all repentance. And I trusted Jesus and He saved my soul. We've been talking about Sister Ann, and I say this about her. I liked all the things that people said about her, what a fine lady she was, and a good cook, and good sense of humor, and a great love, and a great help. I appreciate all those things, but I want you to know all those good qualities did not earn Ina a place in heaven. She couldn't earn a place in heaven. She, as good as she was, she wasn't good enough to deserve a place in heaven, but she's gone to heaven. Well, preacher, if she couldn't earn it and didn't deserve it, how did she go? She went by the blood of Jesus. Woo! I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I was washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you want to go to heaven, you got to get washed in the blood of the Lamb. How do you do it? You just come, trust Jesus, and repent. What's repent mean? That just means turning from sin, turning to Jesus, trust in the Lord. When he said there, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made by hands, eternal in the heaven. I've got a home awaiting on me. I'm telling you what, I praise God tonight. I've got a good place to live, naturally speaking. I'm glad. I thank the Lord for it. But listen, I thank the Lord much more for that place I've got over there. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, this would be a good time and a good night for you to get saved. And I, you know, I'm looking forward to getting over home. I'd like to see Daddy and Mommy again. I like to see a lot of the old saints that went on before. There was such a great light and great pillars to me. But most of all, I want to see Jesus that died on that old rugged cross to save a wretch like me. We need to put our natural things behind us. Get your song ready. We need to put our natural things behind us. Center our thoughts on heaven. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you need to get saved. You need to trust Jesus. Let God speak peace to your soul. And if you are saved tonight, if you're saved and you got things in this life that's bothering you, these light afflictions, you say, that's hard to put it that way. In the big context of things, I think you can see that. Our light afflictions, which are just for a moment, are going to be done away with after a while. This too shall pass. Boy, praise God. Let's all stand up. Let's sing a song. I believe somebody needs to come and pray. Please come. Please obey the Lord. If any of you preachers got anything you want to add, you're welcome to come up here with me. Come on, obey the Lord. If you're not saved and you'd like to get saved, come on up here and let's pray about it. Will you do that? Come on. Come on. Come on. Mind the Lord. Let God have his way. Let God have his way. Please come. Please come. Come on. She got saved the other day, but she just needs to pray to get closer to the Lord and for God to give her strength. Thank the Lord for this that's come. Praise the Lord. I'm glad she's come. I believe there are some others that need to come. Come on. I'm the Lord. Let God have his way with you. God knows your need tonight. He'll bless you. He'll help you. Please come. Please come. Bless her, Lord. Help her, Lord. Help her, Lord. Let God help you tonight. While we're praying with this sister, I feel like there are others need to come. I can't see your heart. I don't know your mind, your thoughts. But listen, If you feel that deep inside stirring, knowing you need to come to Jesus, don't let the devil talk you out of it. Please don't let the devil talk you out of it. And don't you talk yourself out of it. Just come on. Come on. Come on home. Sister, come pray. If you won't say anything, you can.
Okay. So since I've been saved, it's like Satan's been doing everything he can to get in my way between me and the Lord, whether it be giving me misdirection or trying to show me a light that's not really a light in God's eyes.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Boy, that's well said. That's a great testimony. And when I got saved, the Lord blessed me and he saved me. The devil done me that same way too. I appreciate you sharing that. Thank the Lord. Anybody else got something on your heart you need to say? Follow the Lord. I've been wrestling with this. Linda, I think you need to sing a song. I might get in trouble for that later. But if Ina was here and could, she'd probably request you to sing a song. And if you can feel like singing one, I'd really appreciate that. And everybody pray. Please mind the Lord. And while she sings this song, I want you to consider where you're at. If you're not where you should be, what will it take to get you where you should be? And the answer is the Lord. Well, how do I get to the Lord? Seek him by faith. He said, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. And he said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Please, please, while Linda sings this song, if you're here and you need to come, whatever your need is, come, come on, come on. Please come, please come.
You've been my light.
Amen.
For so long.
I'm going to walk back here.
You were bright.
I'm going to encourage you. If you need to come, y'all will come. Let's walk up together.
I can't repay.
I'd be honored to walk up with you.
All the love.
Pray with you.
You've given me.
I'm not trying to put pressure on anybody, but I'm just trying to encourage everybody.
You've been my friend.
If you're here tonight and you need to come, come on.
I'm
telling you what, God loves you. Amen.
You were there.
Yeah.
Lord, you're the best
Lord,
thing,
you're the best thing
that ever happened.
That ever happened to me.
To me.
If you need to get saved, come on.
I owe
it, doesn't matter
it all to you,
what your
Lord.
Circumstances are so much.
All
what you need to do is what God wants you to
yours,
do.
Lord.
It may be this way, that way. Satan might be troubling you over many things.
You'd
have but if God's
me
calling, it's time to come.
For
come
I'm your child.
Come on. Come on right now.
Father,
it'll not only help you if you follow the Lord,
and you're
but it'll help
potter,
some other folks too.
Lord, you're the best thing
it'll help other folks too. And oftentimes, the folks you help are the ones you love a lot. Will you just come?
Borrowed treasures.
Come on.
Borrowed dreams.
Please come.
All of these joys you've given me. When troubles come,
yeah.
You're always there.
Amen.
To make me smile.
Amen. Aren't you glad God's like that?
Let come what may, your will be done.
Respect the Lord tonight. If he's calling
Jesus,
you, come to him.
God's precious son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make me what you'd have me be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Step, but if you feel like coming to the altar, even as we're closing service, and you know, we've had a number of times, even after service has been dismissed, somebody that felt like and knew that they should have come to the altar during church, and they'd realize it. And when church was dismissed, sometimes we've come back to the altar and prayed. We've had people get saved after church was dismissed because God had not dismissed, He was still doing business. Anything on anybody's heart before we come to close? Come on, buddy. Follow your heart, man.
I didn't want to take it home, Terry.
No, bless your heart, man.
I was sitting there thinking about that lame man.
Yeah.
Why they took him daily, Solly, up there to that gate called Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I thought when I was just a little lost feller, that's as far as the church could take me.
Amen.
Through.
Come on.
That's as far as they could take me. And, he was sitting there begging, but he was begging for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
He asked Peter and John if they had any alms, Solly. And you know what, Peter, I believe it was. He said, "Silver and gold have I none."
Yeah.
He said, "But in the name of Jesus Christ, to rise up and walk."
Amen.
I'm thankful. There is a time in my life, Solly. When I was sitting there begging.
Yeah.
The Lord just told me rise and walk.
Amen.
I'm thankful.
Yeah.
He can do the same thing for you today.
Oh.
Just rise and walk.
Yeah.
Come get what the Lord has for you.
Amen.
That's good, buddy.
Sing us another song. Well, that was powerful, and I appreciate Levi following the Lord. That conviction, you can still feel it powerful. Somebody's needing to come. God extended this service for you. Will you respond? Please do. Please come. Your turn. Your move. Your move. Your turn. Up to you. Choose you this day whom you'll serve. Appreciate that. Thank you. How true that is. Okay, anything else on anybody's heart? I appreciate Levi following the Lord. Yeah.
I was thinking about, you know, when they roll you up here, there's two kinds of people.
Yeah.
There's the ones that didn't shine their light, and there's ones that did.
Yeah.
And I want my goal in my life to be when my kids roll me up here, but they know that they know that they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where their daddy's going.
Amen.
There's going to be no doubt in your mind.
Right.
Daddy's going.
Right.
And, you need to know where you're going.
Amen.
You need to shine your light here.
Yeah.
And if they don't know where you're going, the only fault is yours.
That's right. Amen.
But it's time to get to a spot where you shine your light.
Amen. Amen. Somebody needs to come. Pray while she sings. Somebody needs to shine their light. If your light's not shining, let God get you in a spot where it can shine. Obey the Lord. Pray while she sings. Somebody needs to come.
Lately I've been looking back on this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better
you that
way
need to come pray
to tell you.
The devil
than
will try to stop you.
Say,
but if you feel like coming and God's calling,
God's
you,
been
you can
good
come. God will help you come.
In
come on,
my
come
life, I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times,
yeah,
I wouldn't change them if I could.
Amen.
'Cause through it all, God's been good. As time rewinds, I can see I've cried some bitter tears, but I've felt his arms around me,
yeah, amen,
as I faced, yeah, my greatest fears.
Listen,
I've
you
had
can
more
have
gains than losses, and I've felt more joy than hurt.
Yeah, Lord.
As his grace fell down upon me,
yeah,
so undeserved. God's been good.
Amen.
In my life, I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night.
Amen.
And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good.
Amen.
God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning.
Yeah.
And his love will be my end.
Yeah.
And I could spend forever just trying to tell you everything he is. But there's no better way to tell you than this. God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. Through it, my God's been good.
coming. Appreciate her praying. Felt the Lord in her coming. She said she feels better, and she didn't want to say anything. She wanted to go sit down. That's quite all right. So appreciate this service and the songs and everything that's been done and the good moves. Now, anything else on anybody's heart? Let's keep praying, and we got a lot of people to pray for, and we got, Lord willing, we're going to have a baptizing week from Sunday, and pray for that baptizing, and there's some other folks I'm praying for that I'd like to see ready before then, whether they got baptized, and I'd like to see them get ready to be baptized. I'd like to see them get their business fixed up. Yeah. Okay, anything else before we come to a close? If not, we'll ask everybody to see to stand. We'll ask Brother Charles Dabney if he'll pray dismissal.
That you go with each and every one, dear Lord. Take that part that you spoke unto them. Lord, take it with them, Father, dear Lord. Meditate upon it. Let it grow into something, a great, wonderful God. I'm blessed with the watering of your love and your word, God. We thank you for this church and many brothers and sisters, dear Lord, that we enjoy seeing, fellowshipping with you. Thank you for its good pastor, God. Keep it, dear Lord. Father, keep it in thy sight, in thy hand. Each day, dear Lord, each commitment, Father, and each point, God, we ask. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
Here we go.